There is no question we need immigration reform in America. I would start by enforcing the laws we have on the books. I don't know if that's really reform or just, you know, doing what we're supposed to do, because a lot of the laws that are on the books already are ignored altogether. We have a problem at the southern border. It's not a manufactured crisis. It's real. 100,000 illegals or more come across the border on a monthly basis now. And as you heard here just a little bit earlier in the program, Joe Biden referring to the number of illegals back in 2006 as 11 million living in the country. Strangely, that number has not increased in 13 years. It's incredible. It's still 11 million. Ask the Democrats. They'll tell you so. Joining me here to talk about the problems being faced by this president and immigration reform, our good friend Liz Peek, columnist at FoxNews.com and the Fiscal Times. Liz, welcome back.
Good morning. Happy to join you.
Always great to have you here. Great column you wrote that Democrats ignore Trump's immigration plan at their own peril because he is trying. He is trying to get money to the wall. He is trying to get this under control. And we all understand we need workers in America. I mean, every state in America that I read about and look to, I mean, we need more carpenters and concrete workers and a whole host of things, good paying jobs. And so if we had a good, sensible plan that brought in guest workers, my God, that would be brilliant, wouldn't it?
Well, of course. I mean, what he has proposed makes sense. And so right away, it's dead on arrival, I think, was Nancy Pelosi's response. But look, what else he's doing is he's trying to resolve, finally, the Dreamer issue by forcing Democrats to come to the table, but they don't want to do it. I think what really needs to happen is that Hispanic voters in particular, but all voters need to recognize the hypocrisy of everything that Democrats do on immigration. Yes, we need guest workers. We have the lowest birth rate in 32 years. And we have more than, I think it's 2 million jobs now that are going unfilled, which is, you know, unprecedented in our history. We definitely need able-bodied people with work skills to come into the country and fill those jobs. We also need to really crack down on visa overstays. We need E-Verify. There's a whole litany of things that really would make sense if you were talking to sensible people, Steve, but we are not. And the problem is the Democrats think, and I think they're actually wrong on this, but they think that this is a real cudgel they can use against Republicans. Come election time, Americans are going to view Republicans that they think as being overly harsh on immigration, separating children, children are dying, all that heated rhetoric, which really masks the fact that Democrats have no appetite to fix what is a glaring problem.
It's not an appetite to fix the glaring problem. It's the fact they think they can turn it into some sort of political capital. That's
yes.
Their goal, and to use Trump is cannon fodder. But, you know, I'm going to reflect on the last 4 or 5 days of voting in the EU. And I'm serious about this. And all of these populist nationalist candidates that have done so well in the UK, in Spain, in Italy, and in Germany, much of this is pushed back on the endless influx of immigrants and being pushed on them. The same thing. And if Democrats don't see that as another warning sign, I think they're missing something important.
I think they continue simply to stigmatize anyone who has any reservations about immigration as racist. So their message is not going to change, which is that trying to close our southern border, trying to control who's in the country is a racist act. That's what Beto O'Rourke says. That's what Nancy Pelosi says. And a lot of people buy it, except when you see these TV clips of all these people just walking into our country, or when you read articles about what's happening in California with Medicaid spending going through the roof and the fight that's going on in a liberal state about whether
sure.
Everyone should be allowed to get Medicaid who is in the country as undocumented people or illegal aliens, you know, I think people begin to realize there is a cost to this. And no one on the Democrat side is willing to talk about the cost of housing all these people, of feeding them, et cetera. Do they want to work? Yeah, I presume that a lot of them want to work, but they don't have papers. They can't get jobs legitimately. So these people are a drain on these blue states like my own of New York
sure.
and California who've welcomed them in with open doors. And by the way, to your point, that's largely what's happened in Europe, too. I mean,
it
when
is.
You get a million Syrian and other Middle Eastern refugees being housed in Germany and Denmark and these places, they don't work right away. They are simply a drain on the public purse, and everybody resents that.
Well, here's something that has struck me. It's not just the things that you describe, but it's when I look at an article in the newspaper headline, which I see almost daily, of an illegal alien that has already been thrown out of the country, already convicted of a violent crime, has been let back in, or skipped an ICE detainer so they could go back on the streets. Here's what strikes me is absolutely stunning. In Canada, if you're convicted of a DUI anytime in your life, you're not allowed to go to Canada, permanently banned. And as of December 2018, it used to be a 10 or 20-year ban. Now it's permanent lifetime ban. If you're a legal resident of Canada and you get a DUI, you're thrown out of the country permanently. Here in America, if you get a DUI, which I thought was something we took quite seriously here over the last 25 years, they sneak you out the side door so you don't get jammed up by ICE, and then you're back out drinking and driving. And I've seen this a half a dozen different times in the last couple of years, you as well. I find it outrageous that our liberal friends to the north haven't figured out if you're convicted of a felony, drunk driving, domestic violence, you're banned for life, Liz. That's common sense.
Well, and even and they probably enforce it. What's so infuriating here is what you're talking about, this revolving door. How, I mean, it is all every day in New York, there is someone that has committed a crime, and you find out exactly as you're saying that he's committed six others and then, you know, basically not processed or somehow stays in the country. It's really, it's maddening. But, Steve, we don't have any enforcement at all in a lot of parts of the country because of these sanctuary city policies. And, you know, I don't think people realize that's a real threat to public security.
I mean, it is.
If you have someone in custody and you know that they have committed a felony and ICE wants to get a hold of them and take them out of the country, they are barred from doing that. This is, we are going down such a stupid path. But, you know, again, I think Americans and Europeans, there is a common sense core. I think we have to rely on that common sense core that elected Trump, that's pushing back against EU mandates that are antithetical to the desires of these countries. And hopefully over time, that common core will express its opinion, which I think they just did in the EU elections. And I think they will do again in 2020.
They certainly did. Angela Merkel's whole path to planning her succession and so forth, that's unraveling in front of their eyes.
Totally.
Italy puts a far-right person in charge. And in France, Marine Le Pen, she takes the win in the elections there. So big changes because, and again, as you said, this comes back to immigration and flawed immigration policies from these globalists, from these people who think, well, we know what's best for you and we'll tell you how it's done. I'll give you the last word.
Well, I think that's exactly right. I mean, I keep trying to figure out what is the common theme here. The common theme is that a bunch of bureaucrats, these elites, so-called, have really determined what is best for all of us in terms of climate change, in terms of immigration, so many other topics, and people really are not on board, and they just don't pay any attention. By the way, in this country, that also includes this push to impeach President Trump. Take a look at the Quinnipiac poll. People don't want this. They want the Democrats to govern. They are not reading the tea leaves.
They're not. And here in Forgotten America, where I live, they're not even in touch with us here at all again. Always a pleasure, Liz Peek. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me. Have a good week.
Yeah, you as well. Columnist for FoxNews.com and the Fiscal Times, Liz Peek. Terrific contributor here to the Steve Gruber Show.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, celebrating 60 years of being the leading voice for business.
I'm Wendy Block, Vice President of Business Advocacy for the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. The Michigan Chamber has been the state's leading business advocacy organization for the past 60 years. Every day we work with state lawmakers in Lansing to promote and support policies that are essential for job creation, economic growth, and free enterprise. Our advocacy team defends business interests and actively promotes pro-business legislative initiatives. Whether it's education, environment, healthcare, or infrastructure, we are committed to standing up for all businesses, large and small. The Michigan Chamber delivers powerful advocacy and business solutions on behalf of our 6,000 members, representing 1 million employees across the state. We are proud to be the leading voice for business in Michigan.
Join the Michigan Chamber of Commerce today at michamber.com. The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the leading voice for business, moving Michigan forward.
Hey, parents, it's hard to pick up your kids nowadays without embarrassing them.
Hi, honey.
Not in front of my friends.
Well, kiss the embarrassment goodbye with OMGPS. OMGPS is a state-of-the-art navigation system that tells you exactly how far away you need to park when you pick up your kids.
Keisha at mall. Proceed to outer food court.
But she's not at the food court. She's at the movie theater.
Exactly. OMGPS comes with patented preteen reasoning technology to pinpoint precise pickup locations and minimize embarrassment.
In 100 yards, turn off the oldies music.
Thanks, OMGPS.
OMGPS is not available in stores because it doesn't exist. But that's okay. You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Because kids in foster care don't need perfection. They need you. For more information on how you can adopt, go to AdoptUsKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.
Sure.